Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Durant. Durant, one dribble, fires it up. Oh, back of the rim. Jubilation here in Milwaukee. The Bucks are right back in the series.
Right back in the series they are. Bucks win, now down 2-1. Game 4 coming up on Sunday afternoon. We've all been wronged by bad breakfast. That's why Wendy's is bringing you oven-cooked bacon and freshly cracked eggs on breakfast sandwiches like the Breakfast Baconator. They've even got tasty honey butter and fried chicken on the honey butter chicken biscuit. That one's my favorite. Get a better breakfast today only on participating Wendy's at Highlight courtesy of ESPN. Joining us now, another special guest, another friend of the show on the Schneider Orange Hotline. He is Director of Player Personnel for the Golden State Warriors and, of course, former Milwaukee Bucks GM. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. How are we doing, Larry?
Good. That's a mouthful, Sparky, you had to do there.
Wow. Yeah, got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff.
You did well.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Thank you. Okay, so no Gary here to poke fun at about LeBron not being in the playoffs.
That's why he's not there.
That's probably.
The perfect time for you to call me.
Yeah, actually, his Katie, his daughter, is getting married tonight, so that's why he's actually
Well,
not
that's
here.
Important.
Yeah,
that's
very important. He probably should be there for that, yeah. But either way, this Bucks team, I think if you were listening to this show, and had been listening to this show today or any probably sports talk in Milwaukee today or across the state of Wisconsin, Green Bay, La Crosse, wherever you may be, and listen to the callers and the hosts, you would think the Bucks lost by 30 last night, how angry everybody is at Coach Budenholzer for that game and other players as well besides just the head coach. What did you take away from watching that game? To me, it looked like both teams were kind of running in mud by the time the fourth quarter got there, and it looked like they both were kind of out of gas.
Yeah, I thought actually I was watching the Pistons and Bulls in the 90s.
Right.
You know, you're taking two of the highest scoring teams in the league, and then they can't get to 90. So it kind of set the game back a little bit. What I thought was interesting, both teams got into it, was just they were stagnant offensively. They just stopped moving the ball and just became one-on-one. You know, so many times the Bucks came down as well as Brooklyn, and more so much Milwaukee, because Brooklyn's more isolation. If Harden was healthy, that's kind of how they play anyway. But, you know, Milwaukee has been known to passing buds about player movement, ball movement. And last night it got hard to watch just to see Giannis come down and just shoot threes, and then, you know, Chris Middleton tried to go one-on-one, and then Drew trying to kind of do his thing. It just became like three guys trying to score against three guys, like three-on-three Gus Macker. So it was, you know, look, at the end of the day, it only takes 1 point to win the game, and Milwaukee got it. They deserved it. The fans were fantastic. That place out front, whatever that's called, the Deer Den or whatever, it's like Toronto 2.0. So I know how the fans are excited. I mean, they may be disappointed, but I'm telling you what, they'd rather be 2-1 than 3-0.
Yeah, Larry, Leroy Butler, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on, especially when we first, you know, changed our time. So you've been always very good. Before I leave, I want to update on your parents because, you know, I love your parents. But the thing about this particular game, it had to be a must-win for the Bucks. And now our question, Larry, has moved to what do the Bucks have to do to win on Sunday to tie it up? And I'm thinking one of the things is keeping Brooklyn under 100. If they can do that, then they'll have a chance to win.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, they've got to control the tempo, but I think it's just going to be difficult in the sense this way, Leroy, is that you're never going to see Joe Harris go 1-for-11, Durant go exactly. 9-for whatever he went for, and Kyrie Irving. So I think, you know, to hopefully try to hold them 100, under 100, or at least up to 100, I think it's going to be a monumental task. Having been with Durant, with two titles with him, is that I can guarantee you he's in the gym right now, and he is not going to have that poor of a shooting performance. So it's going to be a huge defensive effort that they're going to need, because I don't see Brooklyn missing that many shots. And a lot of those shots, as you guys watched the game, a lot of those shots were very makeable. I mean, Joe Harris was stone cold open 8 to 10 times and just couldn't make any shots at all. Now, again, conversely, Milwaukee missed some open shots too, but I would be a little nervous if I'm Milwaukee by all the shots and the variety of shots and the open shots that Brooklyn missed in game 3.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys learn stuff from Pop, you know, because Boone's been around Pop, and so have Steve Kerr and these guys. And that's the one thing I like about Steve Kerr. Sometimes he coaches, and sometimes he lets his players work his way through it. And I think sometimes as Bucks fans, we get a little – get a little upset when Bud lets his players work through some of the deficiencies and let them on the court fix it. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something you earn, right?
Exactly.
I don't think it's a philosophy. I think it's something you earn, and that's kind of what Steve did with us, is he just, you know, they kind of earned to have that free-flowing kind of do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But when you have I'm not comparing us to Milwaukee in the sense, just the elite shooting that we did have allowed us to really play almost from half court in. We could score in a lot of different ways. And I think Milwaukee, with their best player being Giannis, they're limiting him to be able to expand the floor. Like in the regular season, when you watch Milwaukee play, the ball moved and all that stuff, and Giannis was able to use angles and get to the rim. Now it's, you know, when you get into a playoff basketball, it slows down. You're never going to score 150, 40 like you did in the regular season, or 120 on a night-to-night basis. But what I think is what Bud's probably going to look at an adjustment is going to be, how can I open the floor so it isn't just Giannis looking at five guys, and then we're kind of staying close to Middleton, we're kind of staying close to Lopez, we're kind of staying close to Drew Holiday. In the regular season, everybody was kind of looking at Giannis, and guys had open looks. In the playoffs, everybody's a little bit closer to shooters, and they're like, you know what, Giannis, you go get 60, 70, and we'll take it, and we think we'll beat you because we're going to shut down your other guys. So it's a chess match right now.
Talking with Larry Harris, Golden State Warriors Director of Player Personnel, former Milwaukee Bucks GM, friend of the Wendy's Big Show and all of us as well. I got a question for you, and I don't know how it is for every team in the NBA, so maybe it's different for every NBA team, but since you've been through all of this, so how much dialogue is there when you're in the playoffs between, say, front office, analytic guys, and coaching staff when it starts coming to talking strategy and getting ready between game to game in a series?
Yeah, well, I think for us, and I can only speak for us, and so I don't know what the other teams are doing, but it becomes a bunker mentality, and not in a negative way, in the sense of the coaches are really – they're really in the pit with the players. It's kind of all of them united, and they're in the bunker until you either win it all or you get eliminated. So the front office is more in support. For example, Bob Myers, whenever when you win, it's easier. It's kumbaya. But when you lose, what happens is generally the game's over. When the coach is going home, he'll call the general manager, and he'll only say one thing. What did you see? What can we do different? Trying to get some different dialogue. The front office isn't down in the locker room on wins and losses and just trying to bury themselves into this utopia of, okay, we can help you, we see a different angle. So to answer that question, is it really is the players and the coaches bunkered in until your playoff experience is over. From a front office perspective, we're just kind of looking, making notes more of how can we make our team better, because at this point we're looking at the draft, we're looking at free agency and who are we want to keep. And really, in the playoffs, you get a great identity, as the front office in Milwaukee are doing, is who can we keep moving forward? Is it Bobby Portis? Is it Bryn Forbes? You know, what are we doing with Pat Connaughton? They're looking at how are they going to make this team better. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're from a distance. We're a support role, but we're not in the trenches giving them any kinds of ideas of X's and O's, unless they ask.
Okay, Larry, I got about a minute. I want to update on Klay Thompson because he's one of my favorite players. He's a great shooter. I like him. And I also want to update on the parents. How your dad and mom doing? Everybody doing good? Your wife, family, everybody?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I will tell you that Clay's doing well. He's at least shooting. We're optimistic that he'll be back to start the regular season. I think we're going to curb our enthusiasm a little bit because he hasn't really played for 2 years. I know he's going to want to get out and go 1,000 miles an hour. He says he feels good. So he is moving around. He is shooting. So he's progressing. There have been no setbacks. So that's a good thing for us moving forward. My parents, my dad's doing well. My stepmom's doing great. They just celebrated their anniversary, 36.
Ooh, I like that number. This week. I like that number, 36.
Yeah, I think 36 was the number. Now that I think about it, I think it was 36.
We'll go
it'll
with
probably,
it.
It'll stay 36. It never gets any better.
That's right.
But they're doing great. I appreciate that. My family's well. My wife's well. Our five kids are all doing great. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing other than our 14-year-old trying to find volleyball. Doing her thing, she'll be a freshman in high school next year, so that's going to be a transition for us. But other than that, everything's good here. I appreciate you guys having me on as always. And Leroy, I think I saw you on Colin about 10 days ago or whatever.
Yeah. I was on there.
Nice job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Larry, thank you so much for coming on. Golden State Warriors Director of Player Personnel, former Bucks GM, friend of the show. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You betcha. Anytime. You guys as well. Take care.
There he is, Larry Harris on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Brewers and the Pirates tonight. Feeling game conditions straight ahead. And Leroy's got a question.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.